call nog dan.
Hallo?
Hi, my name is Shane. I'm returning a call from the home care agency. I see you called like 50 minutes ago. The call disconnected.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, so how can I help you?
I think we might have called. You may have sent me over to somebody else.
I just see a call that it disconnected, and I'm not sure. I'm calling back. See if I can help you.
Yeah, I mean, I think we might have talked, but I already. But I'll give you my name, and you can check and see if it's on my.
Yeah, nothing is coming up. I mean, you did mention that you're looking. You want services, but then it disconnected. So, do you need?
Yeah,
services?
No, I talked. I thought I talked to somebody and it disconnected. But I didn't think there was two people disconnected on, and then they called me back, and they sent me over to this one woman. And I ended up eventually with this woman called Ruth, and I talked to her.
Ruth?
Yep.
Okay. For some reason. So, was she able to help you?
Yep.
Why isn't it coming up in our – what's the – is this for your mother?
Yes.
Okay. What's her name?
Esther. E-S-T-H-E-R.
Okay.
And then the last name is Nadeo. N is in Nancy. A is in Apple. D is in David. A second D is in David. E is in Ernie. O is in Oscar. Sometimes people will make the N into an M.
Yeah. I don't know why it's not showing in our error system. That's interesting. Did she take the information? Did she say that she?
I thought I gave the information to you, and you transferred me to somebody else. But they were doing the waiver program, and I didn't.
Sure.
My mom has too much money in savings for a waiver program.
Oh, she doesn't qualify for the services. She's not a Medicaid.
Not for waivers. She has Medicaid as far as getting something, I don't know what you would call it. She's not doing Medicaid as far as her care, no.
Oh, okay, yeah, then I guess she turns you over, and okay, I guess that's the reason why I don't see it in the system, I guess, because we only work with Medicaid, with a waiver, either private pay, or, yeah, so either
Medicaid
or private
pay. That's right. Yep, so I talked to the person from private pay, and they said they were going to look for somebody. They said they had the information.
It Sarah?
It might have been Sarah originally, but it was Ruth who I talked to last.
Ruth, and then she transferred over to Sarah, maybe? The private
I think it's the other way around. I think Sarah was the waiver, and Ruth was the private pay.
Okay. So she did say that she will be, okay, so I guess you're in touch with her.
Yeah, I hope they got from her.
Okay.
She has my information. She wasn't sure. She wasn't sure if she had it.
For some reason, I still, yeah, even if it's for private pay, yeah, I don't see the...
Well, want me to give you my phone number? Maybe that's easier.
The one that I just called, 610-674-3295.
Yeah.
Nothing is coming up. I wonder if you want me to enter the, submit a referral so we could, because I don't see anything. It would show up in our...
Why don't we do that?
Or I can ask Ruth if you give me a minute, just to double check.
She didn't have the information at the time. She was going to get it from Sarah.
Oh,
but if Sarah doesn't have it, I don't want you to. Why don't I give you the information? Tell me what you need to know.
I can ask Sarah. Yeah, I don't know why it's not showing. If you give me a minute, if you don't mind.
No, I don't want to run around. I'll give you the information again. It's fine. And then you can connect the dots. I got too much going on.
Okay, so sure. So let me get the information. So you said Esther Nadeo, N-A-D-D-E-O.
Mm-hmm.
And how many hours would you need a week? 14 hours. And any specific days?
Every day. That would be 2 hours a day.
2 hours a day, morning, afternoon?
Yep. Morning and evening. She needs an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening.
Oh, okay. The female?
What's that?
Female caregiver?
A female, yes. That's
female
it.
Female prefer any other preferences?
No. Somebody who's going to be attentive.
Okay. And And what's your name?
My name is Ron. Same last name.
Okay, and you're the son.
Mm-hmm.
And her date of birth?
It is June 11th,
1924. 24. Oh, she's old.
Yep.
Wow. How is she doing?
101. I'm okay for 101.
No, wow, that's good. And what's her address?
It's what's the address, Susan? Oh, hold on. I think it's 2238, but hold on. I gotta look again.